Oh, I'm on? Okay. Breaking news. News read on break. We've been running our podcast marathon on proper diction for singing for the past 11 days, and we are not stopping anytime soon. We've covered everything from how the voice works, vowels, consonants, vowel modification, accents, and more. Are we crazy? Probably. Are we boring? Are we generous? Well, maybe we're a little bit of the three, we're a mixture of all the three. Some days we're crazy, other days we're just, you know, we're just nice people. Some other days, and some other days we're very violent type of people. But mostly, we're passionate about singing and we want to share our knowledge and experience with you. Over the course of 11 days, we've had a lot of enthusiastic singers who join us for our podcast marathon on proper diction for singing. But not everyone could keep up with the pace. Some dropped out, some got distracted, and some had other priorities. But nevertheless, the first day of our podcast had more than 200 plays, the second day had 141, and the third day had 120 and still counting. Do the rest of them stick with us to the very end? We don't know. We hope they do. And we guess coaches like Shalom Matthew, still yet to come, Tolu Dada, and many more surprises on the way. We wish they would, because.
Hello and welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast, where we're here to support you in taking your singing skills to the next level. I'm your host, Coach Worship, and I'm thrilled to have my co-host, Jamie, with me.
In this podcast, we'll take you on a 30-day podcast marathon, teaching you everything you need to know about diction for singers. Diction is the art of pronouncing words clearly and expressively, using your voice parts to make sound and speech.
Diction is essential for singers, as it helps you share your message, emotions, and style with your audience. Each day, we will explore a different topic related to diction, such as vowels, consonants, syllables, stress, intonation, accent, dialect, and more. We will also give you practical tips and exercises to improve your diction and singing performance.
By the end of this podcast marathon, you will have a better understanding of how your voice works and how to use it effectively. So join us on this exciting journey of learning and singing. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or on any other listening platforms. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Making Musical Quantum Leaps Podcast or email us at joinusingschoolofsounds@gmail.com if you have any questions or feedback. Hi there! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this amazing opportunity given to me to be able to talk to an amazing singer like you. Before I go on, I just want to say a very big thank you to Coach Worship and to the entire team at MMQL Sounds Posh, yeah? For giving me this opportunity that I do not take for granted. My name is Jimo Isuga. I am a student at the University of Ilorin, Ilorin Choir State, and I'm studying psychology. Today, I'll be talking to you on fast-tracking your growth while learning diction. Before I begin, I'd love to say that nothing good happens in a day. So don't expect your diction to magically improve because you've gone through a course of diction for 1 month. You have to, which is our first point for today, practice. Okay? You have to practice constantly and consistently and intentionally and properly. Construction people say proper practice leads to good progress. So you can actually be practicing and be practicing the wrong thing. You can be practicing and be practicing something that is totally not correct. So ensure that you're practicing the right thing, you're practicing well, you're practicing intentionally, you're practicing constantly and consistently. And when you practice, it might not happen, it might not show that in 1 day. The improvement might not come in 1 week or in 2 weeks. You might not even notice it. Somebody doesn't be the one to notice and walk up to you and say, "So I noticed you've improved in so and so area and you sound a lot much better than before." I'm not saying you didn't sound well before, but now you sound better, you sound amazing, and your voice is just mwah. And it boosts your confidence too. It also makes you feel that yes, you've achieved something, and you know that yes, all my practice was not put to waste. So don't say because you know you're practicing and you're not seeing any results yet, you now give up. And nah, don't give up, okay? Strive, press on towards the mark. I don't know how, Paul said it, but press on towards the mark. You know, set a goal for yourself and tell yourself, I'm going to achieve that, and practice and push yourself till you achieve that goal. Number two is break it down. So you don't just break it down when you're busting some really cool moves and doing the fantastic leg walk and doing your hand and bobbing your head in certain ways that I can't even explain because I don't even know how to dance. But it's not only then. Breaking it down is also really useful when we talk about, when we think about enunciation in singing. It's really, really useful to break down the words while you sing, the words in the lyrics. So start slow, separate the consonants from the vowels, from like separate different types of sounds, consonants from the vowels. We could even write them out and note when they change. So when you're scoring a song, don't just listen for the inversions or the parts or when they went in three parts or whatever it is you're listening for. Also listen to the sounds they're making, what they say, and listen to how it changed from this to that and from that to this. Number two, twist that tongue, my love. Twist that tongue, maybe you can twist it. Yes, when I say twist your tongue, I mean, I don't mean like twist it from left to right and from right to left. I'm talking about tongue twisters. What are tongue twisters? Tongue twisters are a run of words with similar sounds but that require completely different tongue placements. So try tongue twisters with different letters, letter P, letter L, letter W, letter R, letter S, whatever kind. Try different types and make sure that your tongue and your lips are in full-blown workout mode. So when you're practicing, use your tongue, use your lips. Example of tongue twisters are red leather, red lorry, yellow lorry. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Mommy made me mash my M&Ms. Betty Bitter bought some butter, but the butter was very bitter. So Betty Bitter bought some more butter to make the bitter butter better. It's a kind of tongue twisters. And when you're practicing tongue twisters, be intentional about it. Make sure you articulate each sound and you activate your tongue and your lips, because they are the like most important parts. They're the important parts. So make sure while you're practicing your tongue twisters, you're pronouncing each sound, each word clearly and as expressive as you can be. And this not only improves your singing, it also improves your speech. And you'll be shocked at the difference it's going to make. Number three or number four, study phonetics. When we talk about phonetics here, we're referring to the individual sounds in a word. This is very important when you're singing. It ensures that your audience can hear what you are singing. So when you're scoring a song, break down each word in the lyric. Like I said, break it down. Break apart the vowels from the consonants, the monotones and the diphthongs. Feel free to even write it in your score if you want to like spell it out and tweak it to make sense in your singing. And mind you, when you are tweaking a word, when you are singing, make sure it makes sense. Don't go and twist it. I mean, don't go and turn this from gyra to gyre because you want to. Make sure it makes sense when you're singing. So don't just tweak a word for the fun of it. When you're tweaking it, make sure that it makes enough sense. Many singers refer to the IPA, which is International Phonetic Alphabet, when singing. It was derived from, it's a system derived from Latin and is used today as a standardized representation of sounds. It helps you break down words into syllables, then into individual sounds. It's really an excellent tool for you to use when doing your dictionary exercises. Next one is practice vowels. You have to practice your vowels and also practice your consonants. So when you repeat sounds, yes, your voice will become more effective, naturally become more effective when you repeat sounds. So take a little bit of time to focus on the vowels, a, e, o, u. And you can also place consonants in front of them, like ma, me, ma, me, mi, mo, mu. So if you know Churchill Potter, she owns a YouTube channel. She's a vocal coach that I can't afford her classes. And since I can't afford her classes, I say, okay, follow her on YouTube. I'm beginning the free morning vocal warm-ups she gives and stuff like that. And many of her vocal warm-ups are just vowel sounds with consonants placed in front of them and a beat. A very catchy beat that makes you groove and move and, you know, dance to it. So when you're practicing, yes, use vowels with consonants in front of them. Or look for vocal warm-ups online that have vowels and like that to use to practice, and also see how it improves your diction. Same thing with practicing the consonants. Practice consonants like C, D, and N. Practice speaking each sound on its own and then repeat it a few times to yourself or wherever you're practicing. Number 6 or number 5, I don't even know which one. Do lip buzzes and tongue thrills. When you're singing, you're using all parts of your mouth, including your lips and your tongue. So you have to warm those up too. Those are like the important parts, your diction. So warm up your lips, your tongue, and your teeth with simple lip buzzes and tongue trills. You can actually go and check for lip buzzes and trills like that online and find a lot of them. It will help you get ready to produce a wide range of songs, a wide range of sounds while you sing. It's not only good for your practice, but it's very quick and valuable exercise to do right before you perform. So you don't have to do your lip buzzes and lip trills in your secret practicing or when you're practicing. Even before you go on stage to perform, you can quickly do those, you know, little exercises that will enhance your voice. In conclusion, I'll just be giving a rundown of the tips I gave to fast-tracking your growth while learning diction. Number one, I said practice. That cannot be overemphasized. Number two, break it down. Number three, twist your tongue. Practice tongue twisters. Number four, study phonetics. Number five, practice vowels. 6, practice consonants. 7, do lip buzzes and tongue thrills. Number 8, incorporate breath support. I don't think I talked about that, but to be an amazing singer, you need to use air. This means you need your breathing to be on par. So do this by incorporating breath support into your diction exercises. Like, you can pick one of the tongue twisters and practice saying it in one breath. It's very possible you can do it. Thank you so much for listening to the very end. This is day 11 and we've heard so much and learned so much. I hope that you haven't forgotten everything that you have learned. Our song for today is My God Is Still The Same by Sangsus Real. If you've not followed us on Spotify and on AudioMac, what are you waiting for? Do not forget to follow, like, and share. Share to as many people as you know would be interested in this. Share the good news, spread the good news. Please don't hold it back. And we'll catch you same time tomorrow here on Making Musical Quantum This podcast. I remain Jamie, and from Coach Worship and everybody, it's